Phil Henry Show, our number 1-800-449-8686. I'm Phil Henry. I'll be broadcasting live from the Museum of Television and Radio on Thursday, and that's at 2. And, I mean, that's at 4. You're invited to, like, line up at 2 o'clock if you want to see the show. This is a, what is this, a Tuesday? So we're talking to our Vice President of Programming and Syndication, David G. Hall, from his car in Pasadena this evening. David, how are you?
Real good, Phil.
Okay, so, you know, this is a very difficult part of the show because I never know what you're going to say because generally this comes down to critiquing the show that we're doing.
Yep, it does. I also think it's a good way to involve the listener in hearing how we want to retool different aspects of the program.
All right. Obviously, we have a program. You say we have a problem, I should say, getting the core talk radio listener to listen to this show.
That's true, and it's because your show is very unusual, Phil. And getting the core talk radio listener has been our goal and continues to be our goal. But we are having a tough time. First of all, the core listener to talk radio is not a person who is as educated as others. This is not a very educated listener. Also, the core talk radio listener tends to be female, and we tend to have a lot of Roman Catholics who listen. As a result of tracking these people and knowing their tastes, we also know that they tend to read a lot of tabloids.
All right, this gets to the meeting that you and I had before I went on the air. So we are trying to appeal to an individual that's not that educated, maybe female, tends to be Roman Catholic, reads a lot of tabloids.
That is correct. And if you look at the front page of the LA Times today, what's the story that you see?
There was a story. I don't have the front page.
There's a lot of stories on it. There's a story about the old people getting kicked out of their houses in Mexico. There's another story that's very interesting, and it's a story about exorcism, Phil. Television, and let me underline this, Phil, radio as well, both have evangelists who come on regularly and drive demons out of either their viewers or their listeners. I have spoken with a number of the principals, both at our syndication arm. We want a foothold in this market, and we want this demographic. Your show needs this demographic. It is uneducated, it is female, and it's Roman Catholic.
And I know, but I will say this, David. Exorcisms, okay, on the radio, and you're talking about these preachers like Bob Larson?
Bob Larson's one guy. He's driving out devils and demons out of these middle-aged black women on his show. Now, by featuring an exorcism once a week on your program, I think a lot of these, and forgive me for saying, but a lot of your that aspect of your audience that is dumbass is going to love this, and you're going to pick up that audience. So,
all right, David, let's be clear here. All right, you're saying you just used the word dumbass, and you might not have wanted to use that.
Forgive me, I didn't mean. What I'm saying is, they're uneducated. They read the tabloids. A lot of them are Catholic.
All right, the Catholic aspect is understood because there's exorcism. The ritual of exorcism is known in the Catholic faith.
That's correct.
You want me to somehow get a real exorcism on this show?
I don't know if there is such a thing as a real exorcism, Phil. I don't know. There may be, there may not be. I don't know, but doing these exorcisms, if you can get some old black woman, or if you can get, for instance, the movie with that Linda Blair. She was 14, she was young. Yes, she was juicy. She was young and juicy. You get one of these, you know, like a girl who looks nice, and you get the you drive a devil out.
I don't know how we could find an exorcist every single week, okay?
I think we can get a different exorcist. You can do it, all right? Because a lot of the, and forgive me for saying this, but the dumb, uneducated, dumbass Catholics think that these are real preachers, okay? Now, Bob Larson, you mentioned him.
All right, you got to. I'm worried that people are going to think we think they're stupid.
We do not think they're stupid. And forgive me for using the language that I'm using, Phil. What I'm trying to say is they're not very educated.
Okay, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686 is the number of the Phil Henry Show. We're talking to David G. Hall, Vice President of Syndication for the Phil Henry Show. We were talking earlier that the exorcisms are big among talk radio listeners because according to the research that you did, David?
Correct.
most talk radio listeners are not very educated. A lot of them are female. A lot of them are Catholic. It doesn't mean that she's a dumb female Catholic.
No, it means you want to get a certain portion of the uneducated dumbass. You want to... I'm sorry, Phil. The uneducated. You want to get the Catholic and you want to get the female. This, I think, will push you over the top. Now, Bob Larson does these exorcisms. This is a guy that makes a nice dollar. Cardinal Spellman made a nice dollar. A lot of these guys that take these do this devil, you push the devil out, they make a nice dollar. All we're asking of you is once a week, okay?
How do I find, and this is a good question, how do you find demon-possessed people? And you know, this is embarrassing for us to be talking about this on the air because the listeners hear us, they hear us strategizing.
But that's something I've always told you.
What?
That's something I've always explained to you.
What is?
I've always told you, you can talk about anything because it goes in one ear and out the other. This is a talk radio audience.
I think they hear what we're saying right now, and they...
Yeah, but they don't retain it.
Well, why are we talking about this on the air now?
For the entertainment value of people to know that we care about them, and we're trying to do stuff on your show that'll get more of the dumb... I'm sorry, I keep wanting to say dumbass, to get more of the uneducated listeners.
All right.
All we're asking, Phil, is you go into a lot of these minority neighborhoods or areas where they have these, and I don't want to say trailer trash, and I don't want to use trailer park, where they have non-permanent wheeled houses. And the talk radio audience is a tabloid-loving audience, and they're very superstitious. Okay?
All right. So what am I... I'm getting these exorcisms.
You go into these neighborhoods. Did you ever see that movie with the big... I'm trying to think. Did you see the movie with the big ape, the big monkey?
The movie with the big monkey is King Kong.
Well, okay. A talk radio audience is a lot like those natives on Skull Island when King Kong was squishing them. King Kong is, and if they know you have the tools to fight demonic possession, they'll listen to you all the time. King Kong's like the devil coming to demonically possess them, and they're too dumbass, I mean they're too stupid to get out of the way, so they get squished. And then,
okay, all right, I understand. So
so the talk radio audience are like those the natives on the island.
Okay, I got it.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm right here.
So in other words, what we're saying, Phil, is that we're trying to retool so that your audience will be in tune with what we want to do.
You're telling me, excuse me, that we want to feature more tabloidy events on the Phil Henry Show, like demonic exorcism?
That is correct, yes.
Because that's a home run.
Because that's a tabloidy thing that a lot of the people that listen to talk radio like.
All right. Hold on. It's the Phil Henry Show here. 1-800-449-8686. We're talking to David G. Hall, who is the vice president of programming for our show, and he is discussing the need for exorcisms on this program. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. Yeah, I did. 1-800-449-8686.
Okay, I just got off. I was talking to the production staff on your show, okay?
Yeah.
And I asked them, since you don't believe me...
Hold on, this is the Phil Henry Show, our number 1-800-449-8686. This is David G. Hall, Vice President of Syndication for the show. What?
Since you don't believe me, I asked them, what was the average intelligence of the people calling in? And they said they were stupid.
Of the people just calling in now?
Of the people calling in now, the people in the production staff said they're some of the dumbest people that they've ever talked to. Now, that's what I'm talking about.
All right, so you're saying, in other words, we've got stupid people listen to talk radio.
Yes.
Well, you're also saying that they're stupid women.
No, I'm saying stupid people and women and Catholics.
But you're asking me to go on the air and do exorcisms, okay?
That is correct.
I don't know anything about it.
You were raised Catholic, Phil, correct?
Yeah, I was raised Catholic. I don't know how to do an exorcism.
That's not anything that you learn in school?
No, we don't learn that. I mean...
That's something that's what?
That's something that a priest does. I don't know how to do an exorcism.
But if you're Catholic, you can learn how to do that, right?
Anybody could learn how to do it.
No, but if you're Catholic, it would lend a little more force to it, right?
I don't know. I don't know the answer to that.
Could you read a book? Just read the Catholic thing?
I've never seen the book about exorcism. What are you trying to say?
What I want to do is I want to create in your program a niche whereby you do your show, but on Fridays we get like a black chick or whoever. I don't know.
Why do you keep saying black chick?
Because those are the ones that generally get possessed. If you look at these shows.
The ones that generally get possessed.
Just don't yell at me. Listen to me.
Yes. The ones that generally get possessed.
The ones that are generally possessed are black chicks who are quivering and shaking and falling on the floor, and they're having nasty sex, but you drive the devil out, and now they're singing gospel songs and an old stand-up piano. That's what I do.
Okay, so we go out and we get a black girl. Is the show hurting that bad, David, that we have to...
Yes, we need to tap into this.
David, I am not a priest. I cannot do an exorcism on the radio.
But you could get the book.
Whatever that book is, I guess I could get it.
You know priests.
Yeah, I've got a couple of priests who are friends.
Okay, get that exorcism book, and you can read it on your show.
I think it would probably be something that would be considered sacrilegious if I'm reading an exorcism book on the show, and I'm not a priest.
Yeah, but Phil, do you understand what I mean by entertainment?
I understand what you mean by entertainment. Do you understand what I'm talking about when I say that this could be viewed as a sacrilegious thing? I'm reading an exorcism booklet that a priest is ordinarily supposed to read, and...
This is exorcism for dumbasses. This is not anything special, okay? And pardon my language, but that's what it is. It's exorcism for the people out there that don't live in homes that have foundations. Now, we could even hire an actor and the... I was going to say your dumbass listeners. What I mean is your listeners that are not that educated won't know if the black lady's possessed or not. You see?
All right, well, what you're saying is we'll stage an exorcism and make people think, and then they'll be into that.
Then they'll be into it, yeah. It's tabloid. It's important to reach out to those people. I think a lot of what you do on the air is a little too over the head of a lot of people.
Well,
What?
I don't want to do it.
Well, you don't have any choice.
Los Angeles on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
I can't believe this is an actual radio executive on the air speaking like this.
What do you know about radio?
What do I know about radio? I know what I hear on the air.
All
that's
right.
Well,
then you don't know anything about the executive structure of our company.
I can tell you something, sir. I am a Latino.
Good
I am a
you.
Catholic,
great.
And I am educated.
All right. Do you? Then you know about exorcism.
Well, I am not 100% clear on that, but I know that I am a Catholic. I am a Latino, and I am
all
educated.
Right. What I'm saying to Phil, by the way, to also get those Christians and Catholics off our back if we do exorcisms on account of the religious programming.
Sure.
So what is your problem? What I'm trying to do is bring to you, you're Mexican?
Sure, I'm a Latino.
Well, whatever.
Did I say I was a Mexican? No, I did not.
What's the difference?
A Latino,
is somebody... You know,
well, who's answering? You or the...
I'm saying that he can be Latino and not necessarily Mexican.
And I didn't ask... I didn't ask you, I asked him. I asked this guy. Do you know about devils and how they get driven out of people?
No, sir, I don't. I would go to my priest if I had that problem.
Are you Catholic, though, right?
Catholics, David, just because we're...
Am I talking to you?
Yes, I am Catholic.
Okay, I'm not Phil. Phil?
And educated, sir.
Hold on, Phil.
Yes.
I'm not talking to you. So shut up. I'm talking to this guy. You're Catholic, right?
Yes, sir, I am.
All right, so you don't know about devils? Do you know about devils?
We don't concentrate on the devil. We concentrate on the Lord Jesus Christ,
all right, okay,
the Virgin
fine.
Mary.
But I don't know what your problem with me is.
My problem is your generalization that only dumbass Mexican women are interested in these exorcisms.
I forgive the language. If we faked an exorcism, would you know the difference?
No, I would not.
Okay. That's why I use the word dumbass.
Sir, I must take exception to that.
All right, well, I'm sorry, but if you don't know the difference between a real...
I got to jump in here, David. How would he know the difference between a real or a fake exorcism, okay?
Well, I would, I'll tell you that. When you went to see... Will you tell me when you went to see The Exorcist, you thought that was real?
No, it was a movie. I knew that that was a movie, okay?
All right. That's all we're trying to say, sir, and as a Catholic, we were trying to serve you. With an exorcism...
I don't think you're serving anybody at all, and to be quite honest with you, I'm going to go to the owners of this station and see that you're removed, sir.
All right,
as
sure.
An executive from that station.
Great,
how dare you...
What did I do other than say that Mexican women who aren't that bright like to read tabloids? What did I do other than say that black women love exorcisms, and they love it even more if they're the ones being exorcised?
Oh, in other words, black women love exorcism and watermelon. Is that what you're trying to say?
I never said watermelon, did I?
Well, you're using a racial stereotype.
I'm not talking to you. I said that black women like exorcisms.
What do you know about black women?
Wouldn't you like to know?
All right, I got to break this off, okay? 1-800-449-8686, Temecula on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
What do I know about black women? I know they like exorcisms.
David,
hello,
my question is for David. David, how do you expect to perform a live exorcism over the phone and actually have it work?
Actually have what work?
The exorcism.
I don't know whether it's real or not, okay? I don't know whether the thing is real. I don't know whether it's fake.
But David, his question...
Would you shut up? I'm talking to this kid.
God, you're rude.
Are you talking to me now?
Yes, I'm talking to you,
David. He's asking...
I'm going to tell you one more time, Henry, to shut your mouth while I'm talking to the radio listeners. Who cares whether it's real or not, kid? What I'm saying is, it's a beautiful thing. You get... Well, you go down here to... Where do they go? Where do they go to eat lunch, Phil?
Who?
The blacks.
Look, what does blacks have to do with...
Hey, Phil, I'm asking you something.
You told me to shut up.
Well, we'll go and get one and get a devil pushed out of her.
Look, that is just...
David, I think it is racist. I think it is...
I'm not talking to you now. Well, I'm talking to you, then I'll let you know that I'm talking to you. Right now, I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to this guy.
The whole point of exorcism is that you're actually there, you're with the person... The priest has
Whatever.
To be there.
It doesn't have to be real. All I want to do is get more people.
You want to get people who are...
Shut up!
So you just want to do this over the radio and just for purely entertainment purposes?
Absolutely. Is there something wrong with that? Jesus, I'm trying to get a point made here.
Well, if you had said...
Would you shut up?
David,
I'm telling you to shut up or you're fired. Is that clear enough?
Phil, this guy is so rude. I can't believe you have him on the air.
Hang up with this guy.
Goodbye. Or should I shut up?
Watch it. All right, here's what I'm saying. Exorcisms don't have to be real. They can be real. It doesn't matter to me. What matters is, and again, forgive my language, but I can't think of the word that I'm looking at. Uneducated dumbass won't know the difference. And
you're looking for the word, huh?
Would you? Okay, there you go, talking again. The uneducated dumbass won't know the difference. They'll just listen to this thing and think it's fantastic. That's what I'm talking about. Now you can talk.
I can talk.
Yeah.
Okay, this is the Phil Hendry Show. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. This went from discussing my program and what we can do on my radio show to calling people dumbass and telling me to shut up and...
What are you doing? Are you reviewing the show or are you going to move it along? The topic is we're going to have you exorcise people if you can get that priest book and you get some Mexican chick who's going ape and foaming at the mouth. Then you drive the devil out. People listen. You keep your job. Go to the break.
1-800-449-8686. So we're talking to David G. Hall, who is the vice president of syndication for the Phil Hendry Show, and we're going to exorcise people. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. On the line with me is David G. Hall, Vice President of Syndication. Pardon me for interrupting you, Mr. Hall.
Thank you.
You are suggesting that I do exorcisms, live exorcisms of demonically possessed people on my show so that I can get three distinct groups of people listening, Catholics, women, and you're using the word dumbass.
Well, I don't mean to say dumbass. I mean the uneducated people who read tabloids is what I meant to say.
And those are the core radio audience.
They're key.
All right, let me go to another phone call.
Let's take another call because I'm interested in developing the idea insofar as, you know, maybe people don't know who I am. My name is David G. For those of you who don't know who I am, I'm David G. Hall. I discovered such talents as Dr. Laura. I discovered such talents as, you know, Rush Limbaugh, people like that. So I know what I'm doing. All right, so if you think I'm being mean to Phil, well, you don't know what you're talking about. I'm David G. Hall. I built a lot of businesses in the industry. Go ahead.
Can I take a call now?
Go take a call.
Here is San Diego on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, I understand that Mr. Hall has developed all these businesses, but what does that have to do with exorcism?
Well, demon, what do you call it, devil possession?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's wild. Have you ever seen it?
Yeah. I mean, okay. I know. I live it. I deal with people with that every day.
What do you mean you live it?
Excuse me?
What do you mean you live it?
Well, I mean, the fact is that I am a firm believer in the Word of God, and that I do see that, you know, there are a lot of people that are demon possessed.
That's what I'm saying. I want to bring this demon possession deal, put it on the radio, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I want to have Hendry drive devils out.
Well, is Hendry he into that? Is he a firm believer in the Word of God?
I don't want to do it.
Doesn't matter. We could just have him do it.
Well, it's not going to happen because, I mean, you have to have the anointing. There's a calling by God in order to do that.
Yeah, you have to be a...
Would you shut up, please, while I'm talking to the guy? Go ahead.
You know, you have to be a firm believer. It's like telling, if you ever read in the
Word of God... Well, do you know how to drive devils out?
Yeah.
How do you do it?
You preach the Word of God. You see the power of God
mean?
Is salvation.
Look, if you got a devil there, what are you going to say to him?
The fact of the matter is...
I'm talking to the guy.
Yeah, but the fact of the matter is, you want me getting some priest book, some book that apparently is going to teach people how to exorcise demons. You got to be a priest to do that.
It doesn't make any difference. The people don't know it, okay?
All right, well, they don't know it. The fact of the matter is, I ain't going to be curing anybody.
So what?
Okay, look.
So I'm going to drag a demon-possessed...
It's entertaining. Dumb broads that buy tabloids will listen to that exorcism crap day after day, week after week, until you can't even believe it. Believe me.
All right, sir, thank you. Here is St. Louis on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi, how you doing?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, my comment was that it's saying that there's more Catholics that listen to your show and whatnot. I want to know exactly how your person you're speaking there with, where he gets his demographics from, because it sounds a little bit like Nazi Germany as far as knowing people's religions, and how does he come up with these type of...
Well, you do focus groups, sir. If you were in business, you'd know a little bit about those. Next call.
Well, the guy...
Next call!
To me, it sounds a little...
Here is Sherman Oaks on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Hi, yeah, I just want to let this guy know, Mr. Hall or whatever his name
is. Yeah, David Hall, how are you doing?
Hi, David. You know, I think it's pretty rude the way you talk.
What am I doing? I'm talking to a guy.
I really believe that your mother should have taught you a little bit better manners.
My mother taught me manners. I'm trying to get something going
here. How can you tell somebody to shut up?
Because he's interrupting me.
How do you talk to people?
He's interrupting me. He's interrupting me, okay?
Wait, can you ask him a question, then you tell him to shut up again?
Yeah, well,
this is not how you talk to people.
I'm trying to get Phil Hendry to exorcise devils.
Yeah, but people are calling in.
Why would you want to exorcise devils?
Because that's the kind of stuff you like.
Isn't there enough misery in this world already? Why would you want to do that?
We're trying to get rid of it.
You talk about black women. You talk about black women. You talk about Latinos and Spanish. You talk about like Mexicans.
The number one people that are demonically possessed tend to be Mexican women and black women.
Oh, give me a break. What do you know about who's being possessed?
That's the demographic.
Wait a minute.
Demographic. Have you ever met somebody who was possessed?
How do you know?
Hold on. Phil, I'm not going to tell you to shut up again. Now, what's your question?
Well, my question is, why do you talk so rude? Why? What is wrong with you?
I'm talking to you. I'm not talking to him. He's
yeah, but she
I'm
wants to.
I said to shut
right
up.
Now.
Are you talking to me?
Yeah, I'm
right,
talking
I'm not,
to you.
I'm
I like
not
to
talking
know,
to him.
How come you're being so rude?
The number one demonically possessed demographic are black and Mexican women. Now, that's
oh,
a fact.
Please,
that's
they're
a fact.
Not. Anybody, first of all, who would be interested about that? You tell the people that the black people and all those people that are supposed to be possessed by the devil, they're reading tabloids? Well,
yeah.
Let them read the tabloids.
Here's
they
a, let me ask you a question.
People want to hear that on the radio.
If we had an exorcism every Friday on the air, tell me you wouldn't listen to
oh,
that.
Oh, come on. I God. Would not listen
oh, bull
to that because
crap.
This is all fiction and bull.
Oh, bull crap.
That's
you
all
listen
it
to
is.
It. If I had a real woman in here who was Mexican and who was, like, spouting words and spitting pea soup, you wouldn't listen
maybe
to that?
Maybe you're possessed by the devil. Maybe
ooh,
we should bring you on the show.
Are you telling me if I had some chick in here
first
from, like,
of all, chip, I even
Coima.
Refer to women chicks?
Well, you know what I'm talking about.
Where are you?
If she was in, like, you know, out of Panorama City, and she's spitting guacamole, and she's...
Okay, man, we under...
I'm not talking to you. And she's going through the whole thing.
Hey, don't talk to him like that, okay?
I'm not talking to him, am I? I'm talking to you.
Yeah, but she was saying...
I'm telling you to shut up.
That's so rude.
I'm telling him to shut up. If you have some girl, that'd be a number one with a bullet. People would love that.
Yeah, but you're saying spitting...
Shut up.
That's all you know to say. That's the only thing you know to say.
That
you
and
say
how to get exorcism.
Shut up.
I'm telling
that's
you how to get exorcism.
You know to say.
Broads who watch Jerry Springer or read those tabloids.
Oh, Jerry Springer is a joke.
They're so dumbass.
Everybody
could,
knows it's a joke.
We could fake an exorcism and they would buy
it's
the whole thing.
It's getting old. Jerry Springer thing is getting old,
that
okay?
Jerry Springer thing.
Shut up, Phil. What'd you say?
Me or what?
I'm talking to you. I'm not talking to him.
Jerry
Springer. Jerry
Springer, it's a joke.
He's the number one guy on TV.
Oh,
yeah.
Please,
this
come
lady,
on. Give
she understands.
Like a month or two
she knows that Jerry Springer
already.
Is over.
Phil, if I got to tell
this
you to shut
like
up.
Pat, this is like such a. This is such
I'm
going
go to your,
nobody
I'm gonna
watches
go down to the station.
Anymore.
I'm going to kick you right in the balls if you don't shut up, Henry. Do you understand me?
Yes, sir.
You know what? This
okay.
is sick.
So
I
all I'm going
to
do.
Talk to the guy. I want to kick you in the balls.
Oh, that I'd love to see. As a matter
yeah,
of fact,
I'm sure you'd love to see that.
Like to have you come down and
you
kick some demonically
so
possessed guy in the balls.
Do you realize what we're doing right now?
Who, do I hear a voice? What voice is that?
It's my voice.
Even after I told you to shut up?
Yes.
You're talking
you
to
go.
Me.
You tell him to shut. You tell him to shut up.
Shut up.
David.
No, you shut
no,
up.
No, you shut up. You're the one
no,
that's telling me to shut up.
Up.
You shut up.
Shut up.
I'm not
shut up.
Up.
All right. Both of you shut up. Going out of my mind.
Man, you need a vacation.
I guess so. Hampton, Virginia on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
I think that anybody that needs to be shut up is you because you are an ignorant son of a bitch, basically.
So you do read tabloids.
You are arrogant. You're prejudiced, and that shows a sign of ignorance.
You like exorcisms?
Pardon me?
Do you like exorcisms? Some chick rattling around in a bed, spitting up guacamole. You like that? Because we're going to start rolling that on Friday afternoons.
David,
yeah, it's
David, hang
sad.
Up. Hang up, okay, now.
It's pretty sad.
Did I just hear your voice?
Yes, you're hearing.
Shut up. What do you think, baby? You like it? You got it. Friday afternoons. At
okay, I'm hanging up on him. And
no,
if, he fire,
I,
if he fires me, he fires me.
I don't think I'm going to listen to you.
If he fires me, he fires me.
If he fires you, you're better off for it.
Really? Where am I going to go then? Where am I going then?
If you're going to put up with this abuse, you're basically an idiot. I mean,
but
you're a
grown you're,
call,
you're calling
you
a lot of people names here.
This crap.
I got four kids. How do I feed them?
You have four kids.
Yeah.
Buddy, there are jobs out there everywhere. And you
I'm not
need
going
to put
work.
Up with this idiot.
What, you mean I think I'm going to go to work driving a truck or something? No,
you
no,
have
no,
an
no.
education, you're in broadcasting as it is. Basically, you have a degree.
I do.
If you think you need to put up with this crap, you're an idiot. You know?
You know, I've never struck
call
a woman.
Dr. Laura. Dr. Laura will tell you.
I've never struck a woman in my life, but I'd slap you if you were in front of me.
Yeah, and you'd probably be down on your knees, too, in a heartbeat.
You'd drop
but
me?
Whatever.
You'd drop me.
Well, if you hit me, Bubba, you'd be in for it.
I'd like to know how exactly you think you're going to drop me. I'm 6 foot, 250.
Yeah, and every man has a very weak point in his body, don't they?
Not me.
Not you?
No, I happen
what,
to
were you
have...
castrated?
Yeah, in the war.
In the war?
Yes,
which
ma'am.
Which war was that?
Vietnam. Ever heard of
Vietnam.
It?
Vietnam.
Yeah.
Congratulations. I am so sorry for you, but
oh,
even
so
though
you'd feel
lost
pretty stupid.
That part of your manhood, does that mean that you have to lose the backbone on top of it all?
And then you're going
to
kick
you're
me there?
You're going to sit here and listen to this person tell you to shut up all the time? God, you're worse than a damn woman that goes back to a spouse beater.
Did you ever do that?
I don't think so.
Well, maybe I think you did. Maybe
no,
I think you're covering
think
up. Maybe I think you're covering up.
Yeah, right. Give me a break.
What is that? You doing dishes?
No, I'm not.
Okay, good.
You know,
don't ever do another
I don't understand
dish.
This. I guess this is how you guys talk to each other on the air all the time. I'm so sorry that I turned in, tuned into a program that was basically idiotic. I'll turn in to a normal
just
program.
A pogrom? A pogrom? That's a purge. It's a Russian purge. Turn
is
in
a Russian purge?
Yeah, tune into a pogrom, which is a Russian purge, and finish those pots. Oh, God. Forgive me. Just got completely out of control. You still there? You're still there, aren't you? Well, that's sad.
Isn't it?
1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show at 1-800-449-8686. Jeff's been filling in on the screening this week and has done a great job. Thank you, Jeff. Thank you. See, to get on this show, how do I put this in a delicate way? I've often said in the privacy of my own home, in the privacy of my own hot tub, I've often said getting on the Phil Hendry Show is like getting into Studio 54. Or used to be, you know. And the screeners are the guys who are they're the guys at the rope, man. And we just don't let every call on the air. We just don't do it, you know. This show is too special to just let any rotten call on the air. And we had a guy just call and said, do you really think people are buying this stuff that you do? Yeah, man, every stinking day. Every single day, brother. Sorry. But it's a tough show to screen. So Jeff came in at short notice and has done a spectacular job. Had a guy who called, for instance, give me an idea sometimes. We had a guy call up, yeah, this is Sergeant so-and-so from Camp Lejeune. Oh, really? Well, that's nice, Sergeant. And, yeah, I wanted to comment about this guy in the air. Okay, that's great. By the way, Sergeant, did you see any action in any of the armed conflicts recently? Gulf War, Vietnam War? No, it's pre-Vietnam. Oh, you're pre-Vietnam, yeah. How old are you? I'm 52. 52? No, you weren't pre-Vietnam. Oh, yes, I was. No, you weren't. Yes, I was. And then he hung up, knowing that. And you talk about stupid. So that's that Vietnam wannabe thing that I was telling you guys about. These guys who want to be Vietnam veterans, why would you want to be something that you're not? Because your life is like nothing? Well, try something you know something about. Because these cats would call up and say, I was in Vietnam. And then we ask them the obvious question, what color are the ribbons that you got from Vietnam? And they don't know the answer to that. And then they got their ages all wrong. Yes, I'm 25. Oh, you're in Vietnam? Yeah, when I was 4. Great. Here's something that I thought was really funny. I don't know if you, and forgive me, I don't mean to laugh at another person's problems, but you talk about wanting to see it coming. There's a bunch of old people who bought some land down in Baja, Mexico, and they built homes down there, and they just got run off by the Mexican government today. Basically, the Mexican government said, well, we're taking the land back because we have to give it to somebody. And really, who? Well, forget it. It's Mexican law. You'll never figure it out. We're taking your land, right? And these people were upset. And they said something in the news about how the U.S. government should have helped them and how the consulate should have helped them and how they're losing their homes. Now, probably one of the first things that I learned in life, was how to sit on the toilet and wipe. And then the second thing I learned was not to buy land in Mexico. So I learned how to wipe And then I learned how to avoid land deals in Mexico, all before my fourth birthday. And the reason why I didn't want to buy any land in Mexico, and still don't, by the way, is because it's in Mexico. It ain't here. Do I think that those people were foolish? Well, yes, I do. I'm sorry they lost their land, but you buy land in Mexico, you got to be some kind of a mental case. And I remember I was down there last summer, and we were at some cocktail party at a hotel. And the hotel manager had given this cocktail party. Well, he wanted all of us to see the beautiful new homes they were building along the beach there, and the beautiful deals you could get on land, and all of this beautiful crap. And I looked at this stuff. It was gorgeous, and it was all beachfront. And I said, what's to prove, you know, who's going to assure me that I build a house in Mexico, and the government doesn't decide they're going to come in and take it? He said, absolutely nothing. This is the guy's being honest with me. I said, and you want $2 million for beachfront property? He said, yes, we do. You want me to give you $2 million for beachfront property, and the Mexican government cannot guarantee that they won't take that land away from me, away from my family, my hard-earned money? Is that what you're telling me? Just be clear. He said, yes, I am telling you. I said, fine, I'll take one. And so I bought some land down there. We'll be broadcasting live. By the way, this is Joe Satriani. His music really sucks, but we're going to play a flashback, and it sounds like this.
My wife's sitting there going, dinner served, checking out Clinton's junk area. And
I know,
I got the cootie rash going. And I,
you enough about your cootie rash, man. I don't want to hear about it anymore, okay?
It's a seborrhea with a yeast infection.
I got that, okay?
You know what, sir? I just think that you're totally
okay. Now look at
jumping
this.
The gun.
I want to ask
here.
The lady in Denver this question because my wife just walked through the living room. There she goes, eating a giant pickle, and she's looking at me. What are you doing? My wife's eating a giant pickle, staring at me, and now
you know
she's looking at my cootie area.
You know what? She's doing this to aggravate you, which you know. But you know what's
bad
about this is if your wife really loved you, she wouldn't be doing that type of thing to make you angry anyway.
Well,
if she knows that this hurts you.
I was thinking maybe she's playing a sexual game with you so that when your cootie rash, as you call it, clears up, you guys could have some fun.
You know, I don't like no woman laughing at me, though.
God, man, how old are you?
35.
God, you got married young, didn't you?
Yes, we did.
And you're crying like a baby.
Look at that pickle juice running down her chin, too. What you call that? What do you call that?
Hi.
Huh? God damn it. Are you laughing at me?
You know what, sir? I think you're really blowing this way out of proportion.
Okay, he's out of his mind.
He is definitely out of his mind.
Sorry.
If you're wanting a solution, you're certainly not taking anybody's advice.
Ah,
I don't know.
Ha ha.
I don't
this
know
guy.
Why.
You know what I think he did? I don't. I don't think he's using ointment on his skin. I think he's eating the stuff.
I think
aren't you
right.
Eating that ointment?
Ah.
I don't think he's using it correctly. Tell me what it is.
Phil